you end up getting your hands on usually.
Well, yes, and but you use them. Your animals were pretty clean. We used to, every time you hook up that mule, you take that dust off of them.
No, I was talking about when you were putting with
the grease, you know? Oh, yeah, I imagine you did. Well, you do that with a tractor now.
You usually end up getting hit.
Well, most of the time, yeah. You got grease guns and all today, but by the time you finish, you get some grease on you. At that time, you wouldn't roll as much as the tractor today. You wouldn't have to grease it, not as much. Naturally, you got all bearings today, mostly. You won't grease a tractor a couple of times a week. If you ride your own tractor, you know.
Did you have that kind of thing that you would use to break ground up finer with?
Harris.
Okay.
That's about the only thing you would break it off. He had cultivators, like choppers, two choppers hanging on each side, put two mules on it.
Mm-hmm.
You chop on the side of the road to bring dirt to the sugar cane or corn, you know. That's the only time at that time that you could kill your grass. You didn't have no chemicals. I've seen it have water in the middle and patch of cultivator on the side of the road. So the top part of the dirt was dry, you didn't go deep. It's suspended, you see? But you would pass that in case of being against it, the grass don't come hard. That's the only way you could kill your chemicals. I passed two harrows on each side. But, you know, it's made out of wood and got iron things on it. It's made in a V, like an A. And you had iron things that were 6 inches, 4 inches, or 5 inches. It depends what harrow you want. If you break something big, you extend it further apart. So it doesn't get smaller. If you want to break fine stuff around a small crop, your teeth of your harrows will close them together. But you had equipment with mule as you do with tractors today. In fact, better equipment in one way.
Okay.
Well, it was. Made stronger.
Yeah.
It was made.
I guess it was lighter too.
Lighter, but made to last. The equipment of your tractors today are strong, but they're heavy. This kind of equipment could be lighter, and you could save plenty of diesel.
Fuel.
Yeah. But at that time, you had to save on horsepower, and you had to save on weight, because it was all manhandling. It's like a plow. You ain't gonna take a plow this big for one man to bring back in the mule.
Now, you keep hogs here?
I used to keep hogs, but such a mess. You should have concrete now. If you had a bunch of hogs in that lot right there, you can grow with boots. With all that room we had, they make holes all over. I used to keep my hogs. I used to have always registered hogs most of the time. We had Duroc and all, you know.
Yeah, good hogs.
Yeah. My wife's brother was in the 4-H, you know, and he had a red Duroc, and I got some from him, which was registered, and I kept going like that. You buy some of that. I don't eat too much pork. Now, I used to live on it. I used to kill hogs for weeks at a time, 2 weeks. And I'm the one that quit in this vicinity. I'm the one that stopped everybody. What they call the boucheries.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one that stopped all of this here, about a mile apart. I used to kill hogs for 14 days straight. That morning, I cut myself right here to the bone. And then I went to the doctor, and my daddy killed the other hog. I was the one to kill the hog, shoot him and bleed him and scratch him. And naturally after me, I had to cut the meat.